It's more than I sound.
My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord. Oh, my soul.
I know you're still in control. My praise is a weapon. It's more than a sound.
My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to pray.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Come on and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful and powerful. Altogether worthy. Who are we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who are we talking about? That's my King.
Jesus, the Almighty King. Yeah. I'm not learning the rock track without feeling the chorus. There's not enough notes to make the harmony. It's the song of the angels,
angels.
All of the ages,
angels.
All of the earth and heaven's symphony.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy. He is merciful and powerful. Who are we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory. Give Him all the honor. Altogether worthy. Who are we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who are we talking about? That's my King.
That's my shepherd, my protector. That's my King. That's my rock. That's my anchor. My defender.
That's my King. That's my God. That's my shepherd. Adore you. All of this is for you. Who we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory. Give Him all the honor.
He's worthy.
Altogether worthy. Who we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who we talking about? That's my King.
Together, we're gonna make a declaration that He is wonderful, He's beautiful. Come on, with all your heart.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful and powerful. Who are we talking about? That's my King. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful. Before you, yes, we will adore you. All of this is for you. Who are we talking about? That's my King.
Oh, come on and praise Him. Hallelujah. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's your King. Hallelujah.
Say holy. Fill this room with holy. That's what it sounds like in heaven.
holy, holy, holy. The angels cry, holy, forever holy. We worship you, Father. We adore you.
Lifted high.
stands above him all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above him all.
And the angels cry,
holy.
All creation cries,
holy. You are lifted high, holy, holy forever. You will always be holy, holy forever.
Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you will always be holy forever, God. And we'd ask that, God, you help us prepare our hearts for what you're bringing in this place, in this church, and in our lives, God. As we'll hear today, we've been through a lot over the last few years, God. And we know that there's just a little bit more work to do before you'll bring everything that you have promised for us, God. So we'd ask in this moment, God, you'd blaze in our hearts that we really truly know that you are holy, God, that we recognize that, that we understand that what you're going to bring and what you're going to do for us. We love you, we thank you, we praise your holy name. Amen.
You will always be,
come on,
holy, holy forever. You will always be holy, holy forever.
Sing it, sing
it. You will always be holy, holy forever.
Just one more time. Give it all you got from your heart.
You will always be holy.
Lifting up your hands. If you're not ashamed, you're not ashamed. Come on, that says, I surrender. I let go of what's been hanging on to me right now. And God, I receive what you have for me. Fill us up, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, extend your hand to someone else. Give them a big hug. Good high five. It's just so wonderful to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Everybody shout, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sounds like a military unit going to war. Amen. I'm just going to take a minute. Anybody that's a regular attendee here at church knows about my wife's canning, right? I just built new shelves for her to put more cans up. Anytime that we need a meal, she goes and opens a jar, and it doesn't matter if it's pot roast. It doesn't matter if it's ugly chicken. She's got a jar with chicken in it. It's called ugly chicken. I thought chickens were already ugly. Wouldn't it be uglier chicken? But I'm telling you what, it's so good it'll knock your socks off. I'm reminded of God's storehouse that it never runs out. Luke 6 and 38 says, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. He says, if you're faithful in your tithes and offerings, I'm not only going to bless you, I'm going to cause people around you to bless you. And that's what it's about. And it's all about a heart, the goodness of your heart, giving to God. And he sees that and he knows it and he's going to bless you. Amen. So we're going to take up today's tithes and offerings if the ushers will come. If you have an offering or tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and love and mercies. We praise you and thank you, Lord God, for how good you are. You are good all of the time. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, we just pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings that they be used to the furthering of the holy gospel of Christ, that all ears will hear and every heart will know that you are the Lord Jesus, the Savior and Redeemer of our souls. We pray for Brother Glenn. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless him and anoint him to speak to our hearts, that we would receive it with joy and gladness, that when we leave this place today, Lord God, that we're drawn closer and we know more of you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory and praise and honor, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Glad that you're here with us this morning. If this is your first time with us, an extra special welcome. If you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin. You can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you to our family. If you're joining us online, go ahead and drop your location in the comment section. You can DM us or you can email us at info@cccmurphy.com. I have just a few announcements and reminders for you. Our midweek schedule for this week will remain the same. We'll have Chosen tonight from 4 to 6 with our theme as being Where's Waldo? Then on Wednesday, and then also today, after service in the chapel, we will have an informational meeting about a mission trip to Arkansas. Pastor will be talking a little bit more about that, but that will be in June. So please check your bulletin for details and meet us in the chapel. And then midweek schedule continues on Wednesday. We have Bible study at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with the Gladdens and 7 o'clock in the evening with the McGills. On Thursday, we have Overcomers from 6 to 8. Saturday, ladies, we have an Empower Hour here at 1. And then just a few things coming up. On April 27th, we're going to be having an informational meeting in Abba Java about Pregnancy Matters Ministry. So it is a pregnancy outreach ministry. If you are interested in participating in that or learning more about that, please plan to join us on the 27th. Then a few things coming up in May. Thursday, May 2nd is the National Day of Prayer. We are going to be celebrating that together as a church family in the parking lot at noon. Lunch will be provided, so please plan on joining us and feel free to invite friends and neighbors as we celebrate that National Day of Prayer. Then on Saturday, May 4th is our men's brunch. We're doing a wild game brunch. So men, sign up for that is in the lobby. Plan on joining us here at the church on the 4th. And then also coming up on May 19th is our Next Steps class. So if you are looking to get connected, get involved, and serve in the church, and you have not taken that class yet, that is a great opportunity. Sign up is in the lobby. It will be in the conference room after church that Sunday, and lunch will be provided. But we love you. We are so glad that you're here with us on this beautiful Sunday. And with that, I'll bring up Pastor Rick. Just